and celebrations. Understand the truths of love and patience. Got a lot to know without hesitation with you. Wasting all that time with good intentions. Think about those days of blurred perception. Who I live for now's no longer a question. It's you.
Boutros Ghali. Put down your gun and listen to...
Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. Welcome to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say for Thursday, February the 11th, 2010. My name is Christian.
I'm Fleur. Welcome to the show.
And we started that off with a gunshot, I would say. That was a pretty good way to start the show. Nice and high energy. That was Lars Fredriksson and the Bastards. Lars is from the more well-known band Rancid, and that's his side project that he started in 2001, actually.
It was very reminiscent of Rancid.
Yeah, there's a little bit of Rancid in there, most definitely. He did collaborate a little bit with Tim Armstrong on that as well, who's from Rancid as well. Tim helped produce it, and that song had definitely a little bit of a anti-war message in there for sure. Pretty strong words.
I've just realized our programming has a couple of like anti-American stuff in here. Uh-oh. So apologies.
We didn't plan that.
No, we love most of the Americans around town.
Yeah.
So apologies to anyone. We're not trying to offend. We're just trying to find some positive messages. And I just realized we haven't really talked about what the show's entails, because for anyone who's listening who's new to CITR, we have a lot of world travelers in the country this weekend for the next 2 weeks. So if anyone's heard of CITR out there and is listening, I guess they probably want to have an idea about what we're doing on the air.
Yeah, Are You Aware? I think our tagline definitely says a lot. Music that has something to say. We're playing music and musicians that have a positive message or some sort of message in their music. Trying to keep with the positive aspects, though.
Yeah.
Or doing good with their skills. So,
exactly.
And talents.
Promoting musicians that choose the route of positive action over apathy.
Mm-hmm. I was going to say, speaking of not just Americans, but there's a lot of different people from various countries definitely coming into Vancouver now and over the next couple of weeks for the Olympics.
Yeah, the Olympics. They're coming.
I know, there's a lot of people out there that aren't very happy with this big event that's happening locally, and there's some that sit on the other side of the fence and are kind of pumped about it. I think Fleur and I definitely have, some conflicting views on it. I think, wouldn't you say? How do you feel about them coming?
I have mixed views. I actually saw the dress rehearsal for the opening ceremony on Wednesday night, which was, it was really, really cool. I'm not going to give too much away because I don't want to get sued by VanOck or something.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't be cool. They were actually being really strict about photography, so I couldn't actually take any photos.
As expected, I guess.
Yeah. But it was pretty cool because I got to see some Canadian icons playing some really cool songs.
Really?
And there's one song that I was really, really blown away with. It's a favorite song of mine. I'm not going to tell you what. I know. Christian, I'll tell you after. I just don't want to tell everybody on air.
Oh, wow. I got to wait an hour and a half for this?
But it was really cute. A lot of the audience that was there on Wednesday were a lot of volunteers or friends from volunteers or people that are just involved with the whole Olympic machine. And everyone was super cute. Any volunteer that had to talk to, like, stand in for the IOC president, everyone was, like, cheering and just showing lots of love. And it was funny when this one performer came out. I won't say she or he, but they're one of the last performers. And because you're so far away from, you can't really see them or their face. We had really decent seats. It's just because it's the BC Stadium.
Yeah, it's quite a large, cavernous kind of place.
And the person started, coming out from wherever she was. And everyone sort of was watching and the music started. And then when they put the face on the big screen and then the name underneath, everyone went ballistic because they realized who it was that was standing in front of us. And it was
cool.
It was so funny because everyone was just like crazy. And
well, you're going to have to tell me later. That's
cool
that you got to go to that.
It was interesting.
I know myself, I'm pretty excited to have the Olympics in Vancouver. I look at it as, having a big party and inviting your friends from all over the place. So
definitely.
I'm kind of excited. I know there is a little bit of a downside, and I think that's where you're kind of some of your views.
Yeah.
Not too happy about certain aspects. So.
Well, I mean, it is, there's two sides. You look at the athletes. I mean, we've all watched the Olympics at different stages in our lives, and you watch the athletes win that the coveted gold medal or whatever, and you just see such joy and drive, and you have to feel for them. And they're
amateur athletes too, which, exactly. They're not getting paid for it, and that's what I love about the Olympics. They're strictly there for the sport, so it's pretty cool.
Yeah, and like the dreams and all that, and when you see the closing ceremony, all the athletes are super stoked, and there's a huge party. And so obviously I'm not like no parties. That's a great thing. I guess for me the biggest thing is around homelessness and spent and where the money's going, and
definitely a sore point for sure.
Yeah, I mean there's a protest going on tomorrow for the there's a lot of anti-Olympic groups out there, and I see where they're coming from. Like one of my co-workers is actually going to protest tomorrow, and we've talked about it. And I agree with you. It is a machine that staunters into town, does its thing, and then leaves, and doesn't really. There's no sort of sustainability around it, except Vanock's doing a pretty good job about trying to make it as sustainable as possible. But I do think, as such a huge entity, it does have the responsibility of promoting sustainable and fair practices more than it actually does. Yeah. And to me, I think the irony is hilarious when I look at all the ads for the Olympic sponsors around here, and the key sponsors are McDonald's and Coke.
I know. I saw the Olympic torch ran by my work the other day, and the two lead vehicles that lead the torch runner are huge Coca-Cola, emblazoned vehicles. It's wild. I know. Coke is definitely paying a lot of money for the sponsorship. Definitely.
Well, and that's the thing. It's all that corporate corporate sponsors, and just everything's plastered everywhere. But again, I'm stoked about all the free shows. I'm going to see DJ Newmark tomorrow at Shine, and
you know what? Maybe later in the show we can announce some of the highlights, definitely. Some of the free shows that we think people should check out, because there are a lot. But now with some music.
I know.
That?
We've been gasbagging for a while. So this is one of my all-time favorites. This is by a well-known band called Massive Attack, from the album Blue Lines, and it's Hymn of the Big Wheel.
Another town, and so the green come tumbling down. just close your eyes and hold me tight, and I'll show you sunset sometime again. The vision wheel keeps on turning on a simple line, day by day. The earth spins on its axis, one man struggles while another relaxes. Satellites and cameras watch from the skies. An acid drop of rain recycled from the sea, it washed away my shadow, burnt a hole in me. And all the king's men cannot put it back again. But the ghetto soil will nature lie and mend my soul. On turning on a simple line, day by day. The earth spins on its axis, one man struggle while another relaxes. But the big wheel keeps on turning on a simple line, day by day. The earth spins on its axis, one man struggle while another relaxes.
CITR has more friends than ever before. We've partnered with tons of local businesses to bring you great discounts in the communities where you live, work, and play. Maybe Main Street is your main drag. Present your friends of CITR card at Red Cat Records, Lucky's Comics, Devil May Wear, Thriller, Blim, Hotbox, The Kiss Store, Slickety Jim's Chat and Chew, The Wallflower Modern Diner, RX Comics, Antisocial Skateboard Shop, The Whip Gallery Restaurant, Vinyl Records, Regional Assembly of Text, and Twig and Hottie to receive fabulous discounts. So become a CITR member, get a free friends card, and feel the love.
Rectify. On Tuesday, February 16th, Scottish-born songwriter David Francy is performing at the Stanley Industrial Alliance stage at 2750 Granville. In concert, David is a singer and a storyteller. His wry humor and astute observations combined with his open-hearted singing style have earned him a loyal following. David Francy has released 8 crafted albums, earning him 3 Junos and the SoCan Folk Music Award. Touring with David is American ballad maker and multi-instrumentalist Craig Worth. Don't miss out on this chance to see one of Canada's finest songwriters. David Francy, Tuesday, February 16th at the Stanley Industrial Alliance stage at 2750 Granville. Tickets are available at VancouverTIX.com.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 and www.citr.ca. I realised the other day we never give out the website.
We don't.
So I'm going to plug the website for the next 5 weeks.
Getting internet friendly.
That's right. So at the top of that set, you heard again Massive Attack, Hymn of the Big Wheel from their 1991 album, Blue Lines.
And I just wanted to add, we didn't say before, but Massive Attack is actually a huge supporter of Greenpeace.
Yay.
And for those that don't know, Greenpeace was actually established right here in Vancouver, BC, back in, I think, 1970 or so. So that's kind of a cool little fact that some people might not know.
And I have an additional cool little fact to go with the Greenpeace stuff. Do you remember the poor old Bimini's down on 4th, the pub that got firebombed, or not firebombed, burned to the ground? Apparently that's where Greenpeace held their meetings back in the 70s.
Really?
So Bimini's has been around for a while. It's a Vancouver institution, and it started Greenpeace.
All good ideas start over beer.
And numerous ones of that.
Yeah, definitely.
And then in the middle we had, maybe you would have recognized that. I don't know. I think it's quite a sort of
well-known enough, a great Beastie Boys song called Something's Got to Give from Check Your Head. The Beastie Boys actually have a new album that was supposed to come out months ago, but has actually been pushed back due to Adam Yaut being diagnosed with a certain form of cancer. Reported to be okay and recovering, but they are pushing the release. It should be released, they're saying, early in 2010, so cross your fingers.
Cross your fingers.
I'm a big fan. And they've actually been involved in raising funds for the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals and numerous other charities. But recently they had a benefit show in Manhattan for that charity and raised, each ticket cost $875. So must have been a fairly exclusive group of people that were in attendance, I would imagine.
I'd say there would be many students attending that.
Probably not. Or myself.
Oh, yeah, or me. Yeah. Anyone who works in the nonprofit area will understand that. And also, I mean, Beastie Boys were huge advocates for Nepal and Tibet independence and they love the Dalai Lama. So they've been doing that for numerous years.
Yeah, quite a while, for sure.
Would they be in their 40s by now?
Oh, yeah, for sure. I would think so.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yeah, they're still doing it, though. They're doing it well, too. So I'm quite... I can't wait, actually. Pretty excited for the new album. It's supposedly they're taking things in a little bit of a different direction. Mm. So I don't know. I doubt it's too different, but it'll be interesting to see.
Well, they've had some pretty interesting releases. I mean, fundamentally they're a hip-hop act, but they have had, you've got that album, the instrumental album, that's quite different to what they usually have.
Yeah, and they actually started out as more of a punk rock outfit, actually.
They did.
Yeah.
No Sleep Till Brooklyn.
Yeah. So, they've definitely morphed into various different things over their careers, which is cool, keeping things fresh.
Mm-hmm.
So, and the last track we played there was Death Cab for Cutie, Transatlanticism. That's a big mouthful to say.
Jeez, I'm glad you said
from
it.
From the 2000 album of the same name. Great song.
7 minutes long. Christian and I were laughing about the fact that the songs I've chosen this week are like anthemic, huge power songs.
7 minute songs, and I picked the 2 minute punk specials. So we've got a couple more of those coming up later in the show.
And we have some sad news. Christian Ratcliffe is not going to be in the studio next week. Why is that, sir?
I'm actually going to New Orleans for Mardi Gras to visit a friend as well. So That's pretty exciting.
It is, but I'm extremely envious.
Yeah. So I'm kind of excited. I'm leaving the Olympic party here and going down south for a bit to a different sort of party.
Oh, my gosh.
But pretty excited. I'm definitely going to take in not only Mardi Gras, but New Orleans and the surrounding area. I think we're planning on checking out and touring the bayou, as well as checking out a cotton plantation, which, you know, it's sad that those things exist, but that was a big part of the South quite a while ago. You know, it was slavery and, you know, using slaves for, you know, cotton picking and production. So, sad that they exist, but I feel when I'm down in that area, it'd be interesting to see where those kinds of things went on.
Well, I definitely agree that I'm a huge advocate of going around to see different areas where there has been a historical moment, and especially the ones. I mean, when I lived in Japan, I went to the Genbuku Dome and where Hiroshima hit, where the bomb hit from World War II, and it was extremely sad and horrendous on so many levels, but extremely powerful because you do see that you know, in these dire circumstances, tragic circumstances, there is hope and there is a struggle to move forward and to sort of try and rebuild, in the case of Hiroshima, rebuild their city and rebuild it on a stance of peace. I mean, every mayor, when I was there, they had all the mayor's letters up there, and every mayor since 1945 has actually written to countries that have uranium and not uranium but nuclear weapons, imploring them demilitarize their get rid of their arms and because we don't need it, like, why? No. and that's the same with you know, things like, unfortunately, we all have bad parts of our history, but we need to remember them so it never happens again.
That story brings up a good fact too. It'll be interesting to see you know, Katrina was in, you know, happened in New Orleans or hit New Orleans really hard. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, how well they've kind of fixed up certain areas. And there probably are some areas, I am assuming, that still haven't recovered fully. Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see kind of that as well. Because you see it on the news, but it's a lot different seeing it in person.
Oh, so definitely.
I'll have to tell you guys all about it when I get back. So
and all the music. When I was there, there's so much eclectic music.
Very looking forward to that, of course. So our next song is by Hayden, a great Canadian artist. It's from his album from 2009 called The Place Where We Lived. It was released on his own record label called Hardwood. And he's got a beautiful baritone voice, and he actually supports a charity I'd never ever heard of called the Acoustic Neuroma Association of Canada. And just so you know what acoustic neuroma is, it's a benign tumor that develops in the inner ear and can be actually life-threatening if not diagnosed. So a very good charity. Here's Let's Break Up by Hayden on CITR.
Break up. When you experiment with cut-ups over a period of time, you find that some of the cut-ups seem to refer to future events.
It's the time to think of the future. It's the time to think of the future.
Well, we went on to exploit the potentials of the tape recorder.
Now, back to modern times.
Tapes, tape recorders.
Cut up, slow down, speed up, run backwards, inch the tape. That means work it back and forth across the tape head.
Hey, girl. Move a little closer.
Play several tracks at once. Cut back and forth between two recorders.
Copyright infringement. Piracy.
Oh, no. I pressed the wrong button again.
Sample. So cut-ups put you in touch with what you know and do not know that you know.
Exquisite Corpse, Thursday, 7:30 to 9 p.m. on the mighty CITR Radio 101.9, Vancouver.
This is not all rock and roll, dude.
It's called Masters of War. Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns. You that build the death planes. You that build all the bombs. You that hide behind walls. You that hide behind discs. I just want you to know I can see through your masks. You that never done nothing but build to destroy. You play with my world. Like it's your little toy. You put a gun in my hand and you hide from my eyes. And you turn and run farther when the fast bullets fly. Like Judas of old, you lie and deceive. Where a war can be won, you want me to believe. But I see through your eyes, and I see through your brain, like I see through the water that runs down my drain. You fasten all the triggers for the others to fire. Then you sit back and watch when the death count gets higher. You hide in your mansion while the young people's blood flows out of their bodies and is buried in the mud. You've thrown the worst fear can ever be hurled. Fear to bring children into the world. Oh, threatening my baby, unborn and unnamed. You ain't worth the blood that runs in your veins. How much do I know? To talk out of turn. You might say that I'm young. You might say I'm unlearned. But there's one thing I know. Though I'm younger than you, that even Jesus would never forgive what you do. Let me ask you one question. Is your money that good? Will it buy you forgiveness? Do you think that it could? I think you will find when your death takes its toll, all the money you made will never buy back your soul. And I hope that you die, and your death will come soon. follow your casket by the pale afternoon, and I watch while your Lord down to your deathbed, and I stand over your grave till I'm sure that you're dead.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on 101.9 CITR. I think everybody probably knows who that last musician was. Yes, it was Bob Dylan with a great song, Masters of War. A little bit of a different version. It was a live version. You know what? I don't know when that was recorded. Sorry, I don't have that info, but definitely loved the live version of Masters of War. And that track has a great, great message. And I actually found out something fairly interesting about it. He actually borrowed the melody for that song from an old medieval English folk song called Nottingham Town. So apparently Bob Dylan around that time did that, you know, I'm not going to say it for every song, but fairly frequently borrowed melodies from other songs and then totally made it his own, which is definitely what he did with Masters of War.
Is that a definition of a mashup? Pre-mashup?
Maybe Dylan was breaking new ground with mashups way back then, and you know, we didn't even know about it.
Exactly.
We just uncovered that. There's an interesting quote actually from Bob Dylan about that song. He said, "It's supposed to be a pacifist song against war, not quite an anti-war song." And it's speaking about what Eisenhower was calling a military-industrial complex as he was making his exit from the presidency. That spirit was in the air, and I picked it up. So kind of an interesting quote. At least I found it fairly interesting. So
I love political semantics. Military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
Please explain. What the heck does that mean?
I know. Kind of, yeah. Doesn't exactly come out and explain it in words that everyone would understand, that's for sure.
What's that? I know that there's a, like, some word that describes when, like, you say a bunch of words that actually mean nothing but sound like they mean something.
Yeah.
I know that there's a word. Maybe that's my homework.
He might have done that there. It sounded good to me. And before that was Elliot Brood. Great Canadian act, three-piece alternative country band from Toronto. That was Fingers and Tongues from their album called Mountain Meadows, which was produced by John Critchley of 13 Engines fame and was actually shortlisted for a 2009 Polaris Music Award. So that album got a lot of attention, and they're actually playing locally.
They are, and before, I mean, because we always talk about what good things they did, they played a benefit show last year for Ride to Conquer Cancer in Ontario, and we have a similar ride locally from Vancouver to Seattle. So if you want to check out more about that and you like riding and you
get involved and raise some money.
Exactly. See a beautiful part of the coastline.
Definitely.
It's www.conquercancer.ca.
Yeah, and you know what? I actually know some people that did that ride. The inaugural ride was last year, and mm-hmm. they said it was amazing. You camp along the way. It's over 2 days, I believe. So, and they feed you and you know, make sure the tents are set up for you. So it's kind of a cool thing to do. So.
Obviously in the summertime.
Yes, in the summer, for sure. I think it's July or June. So, but yeah, Elliot Brood is playing, I believe, three shows, live shows coming up, playing at the Whistler Olympic Village. On this Saturday, I believe it is. And then on the 14th and the 16th as well in Vancouver. And we have quite a list here. We've actually highlighted some of the free Olympic shows that we would like to go see. I know I'm going to be out of town for some of them, but Fleur's definitely hitting up a lot of them.
I'm actually going to the Elliot Brood show in the Rich Hope one on Sunday with some friends, so cool. I'll be able to check it out.
That show is at Live City Downtown, and it's on February 14th from 9:30 to 11. Another show that I think I would suggest people go to, I'm going to miss it, but Buck 65 is playing on the 16th at Live City Downtown. I think that would be a great show.
I'm going.
You're probably going to that one too. I'm jealous.
We played him a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah.
Actually. So, yeah.
And then Julie Dwaron on the 23rd. I think I'll probably be checking that one out. Love Julie Dwaron.
So that's Christian's picks. Now my picks. I'm actually pretty much spending like a loser all of February 13th from 5 o'clock down at the Live City Yale Town performance at David Lamb Park, because I don't know why, but Bollywood Olympics with N Karma, I think I said it last week. I just want to see what the heck that
is. Could be interesting.
And I know that literally Wilco will probably be to capacity, so I want to get there early to check that out.
Yeah, that'd be an amazing show.
And then for me, I guess the big one is Elliot Brood, and then what is it? I want to see Alexis on Fire, maybe, if I can. I also think I have stuff to do that day, but... What was the other one? Oh, Julie Black, Damien Junyagong Marley, I'm pretty excited about, and that's on the 24th of February at David Lamb Park. And the night before, on the 23rd of February, the Constantines and Winter Sleep are playing down at the Live City Yale Town performance. And for me, the other one is the 21st with Julie Black at Yale Town, at the Yale, the Yale Town performance.
I think Mother Mother would be great to catch too. I just saw them in Calgary recently. And they, I gotta admit, blew me away. A great high energy, and they definitely have their own styling going on, so that's pretty cool.
I've heard positive stuff about them. Yeah. It's just a conflict of interest. I don't know if I can run all the way from Georgia Street down to...
Great David music and getting a workout at the same time.
I know, win-win.
But yeah, I would encourage people to get involved and go out and check out these live free shows. I think the big thing is that they're free. I think it does, music helps bring spirit to the community, and I think it'll help bring the Olympic spirit to Vancouver, even if you're dwelling on some of the negative sides of the Olympics.
Oh, so, for sure. And breaking down the language barriers, because you can just all communicate through the music and hand gestures.
Exactly.
I just want to say one other one, if you haven't heard of Deadmau5, on the 19th of February at the Yale Town, they're playing from 9:30 and they're supposed to be brilliant. So I'll be exhausted.
Cool. You will be.
I'll be enjoying it.
What do we got coming up next?
We have one of my favorite songs. I have to actually give a language warning before we play this one. I feel like we're doing that a lot lately. I feel like we're the potty mouth show, because we're constantly...
It's all good.
Language warning. So this is a hip hop outfit from the States called Dead Prez. They have a lot of politically charged and veganism music, and just
a lot of their music does definitely carry some sort of message for sure.
Yeah, so. I mean, they look at stuff like empowerment and things like that. So they're really, really... I really like them. And I have to say, I was talking to Christian just earlier around, I was watching Bigger Than Hip Hop video last night. And if you haven't seen that music video, check it out on YouTube. It's a really amazing video, and it has some really interesting visual messages around it. Two of my favorites from that video is The People Before the Dollar. I really liked that. And Together the Ants Will Conquer the Elephant. And that's what Dead Prez is all about. They're encouraging people to rise up and take over the world, but like just start critically thinking about the social systems around you and try and move to a more positive and socially equal environment for everybody.
Yeah, and they make great music.
They make sick music. And also it's also featuring The Coup, who we've played before, another politically charged Californian band.
So here's Dead Prez with Get Up on CITR 101.9.
Hello. The computer is not helping us right now. So we're going to actually go on to the next song that was in our list and try and work out what's going on with our computer and get the Dead Prez back on. So, Christian, what's the next song we've got happening?
The next song we're playing is it's called Black Rock, and it's actually a collaboration with the Black Keys and various different hip-hop artists. Damon Dash of Rockefeller Records Came together with the Black Keys and set this up. So there's some very, very cool collaborations. Mos Def does a song on the album with the Black Keys. Q-Tip, Wu-Tang Clan's RZA, and Raekwon. Ludacris, Pharrell Monch. So a bunch of great hip-hop acts coming together with a great, great band being the Black Keys. And the Black Keys have actually, they contributed to the first Causes album for Darfur, so they've been involved in some good stuff. I know we talked about that last show. So here's Black Rock on CITR.
You don't know, hey, what you do to me.
What you do to me.
Now all I see, yeah, is new to me.
Don't bother you, they don't bother me. Engine too loud on this brand new Ferrari V, so we couldn't hear the haters anyway, part of me. Girls say I'm one of the biggest heartbreakers, arguably. Cupid shoot arrows, but this girl make my heart bleed. I swear to God, if I die, she can make my heart beat. Beat. Please resuscitate a G. Give me mouth to mouth or even give me south to mouth. Damn. Cause you don't know what she do to me. She could kill my soul, only thing left is a eulogy. She's so hot and ain't another brother cool as me. To get her cold as me, I think I gotta buy her jewelry. What she do to me?
You don't know, yeah, what you do to me.
What you do to me.
Money through the steel doors. If you don't know me, I suggest you ask your kinfolk. Tell them the man here. Yeah, Billy Gans here. Yeah, Black Keys here. Yeah, Mo D's here. Yeah. You say it's poppin', if it's rockin', listen, we there.
No.
Come on, be clear.
Whatever you do to me,
you can never ruin me. I'm good, I flooded the hood like AC. I'm modest, so you ain't really gotta praise me. I'm the artist that's ghettoly known as OG. With the man, with forever kicks, you can never get.
What you do to me?
What you do to me?
These strange colors and all the others. No.
You're listening to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say on CITR 101.9 Vancouver.
Some of my other lives will get different. A casual fan that likes a final recognition. Character assassination. Ignore the issues and other relations. Consumption and brutality.
Dead prayers. Be cool. People army. Where the G's at? Come on. Fuck the police. Hey, y'all ready for this shit? Y'all drunk? Y'all ready to get this bitch crunk?
You got to get up right now. Turn the system upside down. You're supposed to be fed up right now.
It's cool.
Turn the system upside down. Yeah.
Honestly, I'm against this government. I ain't got to cover it up, that's what I meant. Sick of paying bills and I'm sick of paying rent. Seem like I work all the time but don't know where the money went. And the funny shit is we supposed to like this shit, but all y'all politicians could bite this dick. It's a war going on, the ghetto is a cage. They only give you two choices, be a rebel or a slave. What you do, I rebel. Like a ulcer in the belly of the beast, staying true to it. Since my whole street days in the blue Buick, niggas been fighting so long, seem like I'm used to it. Now what y'all know about how the cool do it? Truth fluid, boots put the funk to it. Ain't nothing to it. This is for the cheese all the way to the bay, from Frisco to Oakland, all over LA.
You got to get up right now. Turn the system upside down. You're supposed to be fed up by now. Turn the system upside down.
Now, this fella's piss yellin'. Never been a snitch teller. One paster from a homeless dish dweller. Yellin', fuck a Rockefeller. My shit bumpin' acapella. My lyrical quotes are never snuffed the bank tellers. We ain't call it off, we haulin' off Molotovs and grits. Mr. Bailiff, you can put that in the transcript. Smokey motherfuckin' paddy wagon van flips. Some sew it off. I prefer hand grips. Quotas. You know he's stronger than a 3-day notice. Pay or quit. There's more of us than the lies that your mayor spit. I'm on some I hit the game with other players. Shit. Is you a have or you a have not? When you run out of bullets, grab rocks. Cause the prison don't slam locks. It don't open when your fam knocks, unless you rich and have stocks. Fight the power like a motherfucking Zulu. It's the Ku Klux, the new Mamet Tulu. So raise your hands in the air like you're born again. But make a piss for the struggle when you're born to win.
Right now. Turn the system upside down. You're supposed to be fed up right now. Turn the system upside down.
When I hear that whoop, whoop, I be ducking them hoes. I can smell a pig coming, so I stay on my toes. On the low for po-po, so fuck the whole lease. Cause peace to me is loaded under my seat. And I know power respect that, so serve and protect that. I'm young, black, and just don't give a fuck, try me. Grilling you right back, you better drive by me. We the people army is known to get rowdy. And even if you a friend of the blue, you can get it too. Snitching is never forgettable. This hell we live in is never forgivable. It come down to DP in the coup. Remember Huey, Bobby Hutton, George, Fred, and them. Fuck the po-po, local, state fair to them. You better choose your side, Crip, Blood, 415. It's one team, get up and let's ride.
Up right now. Turn the system upside down. You're supposed to be fed up by now. Turn the system upside down.
You are listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada.
Yeah.
Yo, seldom travel by the multitude. The devil's dabble has a couple fools. My culture's screwed, cause this word is misconstrued. Small countries exempt from food, cause leaders have different views. You choose.
What mean the world to me is being free. Live and let live and just let it be.
Let it be.
Love, peace, and harmony. One universal family. One God, one aim, and one destiny.
Oh, yeah. Imagine life without a choice at all. Giving a hope without a voice at all. These be the problems that we face. I'm talking poverty and race, but no matter what the case, we gotta
hold on to this feeling.
Yo, I'm the first candidate to hate. Had to beat on the drum to communicate. For what was to come to those who were hung, they would decapitate the tongue if you would mention the word
freedom. Got people screaming, free will me your Jamal. But two out of three of y'all will probably be at the mall. I'm heated with y'all, the defeated will fall. Incomplete and unsolved when the word freedom's involved.
Yo, my forefathers hung in trees to be free.
Rest in peace.
Got rid of slavery but still kept the penitentiary. And now freedom got a shotgun and shells with your name. Release the hot ones and let freedom
ring. I'm a former boat prisoner, Hollywood visitor. Dance for cats segregated on wax. My color got me handy, Cap, Anus, and Andy. For the freedom they just won't hand me.
Hold on to this feeling.
Heart, body, soul, and your mind. It's so true and they've been hurting so long. That's the reason why we named this song. Cause it's not a lot of time. Your heart, body, soul, and your mind. It's so true and they've been hurting so long. That's the reason why we named this song.
Welcome back to Are You Aware? Music that has something to say. That was Jurassic 5 with a great song called Freedom from their album called Power in Numbers. Great hip-hop act, formed in 1993. Unfortunately, they broke up in 2007.
Sad day.
But definitely a positive message in that song and much of their music. And they've done numerous things with their talents, numerous positive things, including in 2004, they headlined the annual Sallie Mae benefit concert in Los Angeles, and all proceeds went to the Las Vegas Shade Tree Women's Shelter, which provides services to more than 4,000 homeless and abused women and children each month. That's a lot of people that go through those doors. So, and Jurassic 5 obviously was involved in helping make that happen. And actually, you're going to see...
I'm going to see DJ Newmark tomorrow night at Shine. I think doors open at 8. It's $20 at the door. They are selling tickets pre-sale. I saw a couple of videos of DJ Newmark doing his stuff, and I'm excited. It's going to be a really sweet show. So, yeah, I hope everyone comes out for a big party night. It's going to be fun.
Yeah, for sure. Love that song. Next song is by a very influential...
You can do it.
Yeah,
you can do it.
I can't say it.
Influential.
There we go. The next song is by The Clash, a great punk rock band, British punk rock band that was formed in 1976. And they were part of the original wave of British punk rock. And they definitely are credited with pioneering the advocacy of radical politics in punk rock. And definitely a lot of punk rock bands that came after them and even punk rock bands today still write music and lyrics, I think, you know, about a lot of similar things that The Clash did back in the 70s and 80s. So
yeah, the punk rock movement is definitely a politicized movement for sure. I really, when I was doing my research about it, I really liked what they said around the fact that a lot of 70s punk bands into the 80s were they were against the monarchy, against aristocracy, and a lot of them just didn't believe in anything. They were nihilists, and the Clash rejected the nihilism, I hope I said it right. And they actually were involved with some liberation movements. They were involved with the Anti-Nazi League, and they headlined a concert in 1978, Rock Against Racism. So we got to love the Clash for doing the benefit shows and putting their message out there.
Definitely, and they were all about the music too. It wasn't about profit. And I thought an interesting thing that I found out is that they actually didn't break even till about 1982 as far as selling records. They actually insisted that their record label sell their double and triple album sets, London Calling and Sandinista, for the price of a single album each. So
and back in the day, that was £5.
Yeah. So definitely more about the music, not about profit, which a lot of people in the music industry are. So here's the Clash with I'm So Bored with the USA.
It's a holiday. Precious X and Electronic Entertainment are coming to Code Live. 3 weekends, 8 shows in Vancouver's newest multimedia concert space. Thursday, February 18th, Bell Orchestra featuring members of Arcade Fire light up the Center for Digital Media, 3 blocks east of the Main Street Science World SkyTrain station. Tickets $18. Call 1-800-TICKETS or tickets.com. Code, it's the Cultural Olympiad's digital edition. For more info, visit vancouver2010.com/CODE.
You're listening to CITR 101.9 in Vancouver, and we just heard Holiday in Cambodia
by the Dead Kennedys. Love that song. Kind of back-to-back
old school punk
rock songs. Dead Kennedys, very interesting. A lot of their lyrics are kind of shocking and are dripping with satire and sarcasm. So definitely, if you listen closely to the lyrics in that song, they definitely make quite a statement about, I guess, Eastern totalitarianism and Western complacency, especially in young people. Mm-hmm. I think it starts off with, so you've been to school for a year or two and you think you've seen it all. Great song, kind of a cool message in there by a great band.
And when I was doing my research, the Dead Kennedys, from being a Californian band and your name being called that, there was a lot of flack around...
Controversy.
And especially just after Kennedy had been assassinated. And I think it's really interesting that they said that, it wasn't the fact that they were saying that the dead, they were sort of making a joke about the Kennedys dying.
Yeah.
They were saying it was to bring attention to the end of the American dream and, yeah, I guess, the illusion around that. So we gotta love the DKs.
Yeah, for sure.
It's old school.
Well, we've got one more song for you this week, and then Bleaks Up with Exquisite Corpse. So I'm gonna say bye for now. I'll be away for next week's show, but Fleur will definitely be here with possibly a special guest. You never know.
We might be having an interview. I have to work it out.
there we go. But we're gonna leave you with a great Canadian group called Wolf Parade with Language City off their album called At Mount Zoomer, and they've been involved with Glass Casters Union, which is a nonprofit organization based in Eugene, Oregon, and they basically make limited edition recycled glass ornaments, which are based on designs by indie artists similar to the Yellow Bird Project, and all profits they raise go back into the local community in the form of assistance for homeless and low-income people. So supporting a great cause, and here's a great song. So Wolf Parade with Language City on Are You Aware.
Enjoy the Olympics. Bye.
Keep you away. Don't be surprised at your regrets. Don't be surprised at the water needs you wet. There's a shallow down the river where the water will forgive you such sin. Your lukewarm beds. Follow me, oh follow me. Allow me to play the voyager. Try to keep you.
How can you turn?
Taking it with Bleak.
Bleak. Two E's, one K.
Right now, I'd like to bring to the stage a fine musician, as well a very dear friend. Please give a warm welcome to Mr. Bleak.
Everybody, this is Bleakin at Exquisite Corpse Radio on CITR 101.9 Vancouver. I'm gonna turn my headphones up. And here we are tomorrow. Let the games begin. Yes, opening ceremonies begin tomorrow. The 2010 Olympics we've been talking about for many years are finally coming to a head. And so tonight, I don't have much special plan around the Olympics sort of thing, but I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I know there's several people visiting from other locales across the world, and they are in our fair city tonight, our rainy, warmer than usual city. So what I'm gonna do is offer airtime for if anybody wants to call in from the Olympics entourage. Maybe you're a athlete or one of the team members, somebody involved somehow. And maybe you're checking that radio dial, and which people don't seem to do anymore. But anyway, and you found this station, and you kind of like listening to alternative kind of radio. Hey, give us a call, and I want to look at the insides of how it's going. Like, what do you think of this city? How are we treating you so far? You can be anonymous if you want, but what's the Olympic Village like to live in right now, and what's the atmosphere like? What are people talking about? What are people looking at? What things have you seen so far in our city? If you're interested in calling at some point during the show, give us a call, 604-822-2487. Okay? So, yeah. So a call for anybody in the Olympics entourage. Any athletes might be listening. Or any of the people. Because there's a... I forget what the number is. Was there like... 10 people for every athlete in the support category? I don't know. Maybe your family member. I don't know why you might be here.